Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
Jameis Winston. He's a quote. I mean, question. Will that hit the debate shows today next to Stevie Johnson's tweet asking why God would, right? Like, that's it's kind of same ballpark.
Uh-huh. A little bit. Yeah.
Jameis Winston. He threw two pick sixes. Of course, we love Stevie no matter what, so love Stevie that day. That was when Bills Mafia was kind of born. That game, that moment.
That game?
That moment. That tweet. That's the concept. That was it.
Right. I always feel like I hear different stories about it, though. Fitz told one recently, didn't he? Where he took credit for it, kind of. Maybe they all deserve some credit for it.
Maybe.
Yeah, that game. Were they 0-8 that game?
That sounds right.
They were 0-8?
That sounds right.
And he dropped the pass in overtime?
He did, and then they went on to lose it, yeah. Anyway, you want some instant trivia?
Yeah, sure.
I've got good instant trivia. Good, fun instant trivia for Bills fans out there.
Get the grinds gearing in this morning.
Get the grinds gearing.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's a good indicator of the gear.
Yes.
Get the grinds.
The grinds gearing.
All right, here we go. Time to get those grinds gearing. It's the Bills have won 5 consecutive division titles. You may know this. You may have heard. You may have attended a lot of these games to clinch. There are how many players that have been on all 5 AFC
Ooh.
East championship teams? The answer is 10.
Can 10
you get
players.
The 10 Bills that have been a part of all 5 AFC East titles in
okay.
a row.
This is good.
Thanks to Joe Marino, who we'll talk to tomorrow. Joe tweeted this out yesterday, and I snagged it. And if you didn't see it, then good. You can play.
Josh Allen.
Yes. He's
Yeah, that's...
You know how Sporkle lists, like, Remember Sporkle, by the way?
Sporkle, yeah.
Yeah. Well, lists the most, the answers that are got the most, everyone gets Josh Allen. Yes, Josh Allen's correct. Nine more.
Tyler Bass.
Yes, Tyler Bass is correct.
Reed Ferguson.
Also correct.
Oh, I would have think. Thank goodness Josh is here. I would have started going through the positions and not gotten a long snapper. All right, that's 3 of 10.
Seven more.
Deion Dawkins.
Correct. Six more.
Dawson Knox.
Five more.
Matt Milano.
Four more.
Is there anybody else on defense that's going to work for this? Oh, yeah. Ed Oliver's here by 2020, right?
That is correct. Ed Oliver. Three left.
When was DeMar Hamlin drafted?
Too
soon?
I don't think yet.
I feel like
no,
close.
Because he's still in his rookie contract. It's another way to do this.
That's true. Yeah.
They'd either have to be a first-round pick on the fifth year, or they'd have to be under their second contract to be on this list. How about...
Buffalo Bills players to be on all five AFC East champion teams the last five in a row. You've got 7 of the 10.
I'm going to say Spencer Brown is wrong.
You're correct that Spencer Brown is wrong.
He's not. Okay.
That's a good non-guess.
It's a non-guess. Yeah, it's an elimination from the list. These going to be, I mean, I'm out of important players.
No,
or like you're stud players.
You're not.
There's not? Morris.
No.
Okay. Sorry. He's been here for a while.
Okay. I'm not out of important players.
Nope.
So, Taron Johnson.
You have the, of course, most forgotten important player of all time. Taron Johnson is correct.
Yes.
The last two are the toughest to get, I think. Five full seasons.
Reggie Gilliam.
That is correct.
Yeah. You helped me get there with Quentin Morris.
One more. Bills player to be on all five AFC East champion teams. Think of who they've drafted. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Who's not on his rookie contract. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Who's not on their rookie contract? Epinesa?
That is all 10.
Epinesa. Okay.
10 for 10, including a non-guess of Spencer Brown.
A non-guess of Spencer Brown, yeah.
You did well.
Just wanted to make sure that was wrong, because I thought he was like a backup maybe in his first year, but no. All right.
Yep. There are the five. Or there are the 10 that have been on for 5 years.
Well, good for them. Five-time champions.
One fun question division is... We just took a bet off the bet board this weekend.
Yes.
Because we had a bet that the Bills would have a lateral. I said yes, and you paid.
Yeah,
you already paid me.
I got to eliminate. I got to erase that up
20
there.
$20. Yeah. I got $20 when 20 Cooper bucks. Lateraled that.
Yep.
And we need a new bet on the bet board. I think a fun bet would be, I mean, we'd have to live to see it, but how many in a row would you comfortably say it'll end up being?
Ooh.
It's five.
What should the right over-under
be? What's the
be?
Right number right now?
The over-under on division titles in a row should be like... It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7.5?
I think that's a good number.
7.5? That would be, an over would be 3 more in a row?
Yep.
Wouldn't you want to take the over?
I mean, you'd want to.
You'd want, well, I mean, like, there would be, you know, a formula I bet that could get you to, okay, maybe the under is better, a lot of things can happen, but look what's around them right now. Aren't they going to win it 5 times in a row again?
The longest streak ever is 11. The next closest ones are 7 and 6. So 7.5 might be the right number.
What are the Chiefs at right now?
7.
Okay.
Okay. Like, will they? That's another bet opportunity is who doesn't win their division 8. First.
The Chiefs have 8 consecutive division titles.
8 consecutive. If I put that bet to you, that's a different one. Wouldn't you say Chiefs? Who's more likely to not win their division first?
Bills or Chiefs?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the opponents, right, the opponents, it's not even really close, I think.
But that can turn on a dime.
It could.
And this season is a good example of that. Coming into this season, the East was supposed to be like, oh, look out.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, the West was supposed to be, oh, look out.
Right.
And then it just wasn't.
Right.
Remember, Devontae Adams went to Vegas. And the Chargers, oh, they're going to be good again. They made the playoffs.
They traded for like Khalil Mack, maybe.
Yeah. And the Broncos, I forget why. Russell Wilson. Right. Yeah. It was the West was supposed to be really good. And what happened? It was a complete mess.
Yeah.
And this year, that's the East. It was supposed to be really competitive and a complete mess.
Yeah. And so it could.
Could.
Drake May could be unbelievable, right? And maybe they figure it out around him, but aren't they all a couple years from reasonably being able to do that? Versus, like, I think you could say the Chargers now with Harbaugh have real staying power. And there's not a team like that in the AFC East. You could argue that. But if the number is 7.5, I think I would still want to take the over. I'd want to say the Bills are going to win 3 more divisions in a row. The Jets are going to rebuild, aren't they?
I think so.
They're going to start over. They're at least going to have new people. I don't know if they're going to go young.
They can draft a quarterback because they're going to be at the top if they really want to. Although any quarterback is probably going to be overdrafted.
Yeah, that's probably right.
But the Jets could start over with a quarterback. The Patriots, you know, Drake May, all basically reviews of Drake May are, this dude is it. He's fine. They got to figure something out around him. Whether they change their coach or what they do for talent around him. I mean, I feel like it's pretty much consensus. Drake May looks pretty good. And then there's Miami where, I mean, right now, it's almost like they're going through an identity shift away from Hill and into Achan and Jonnu Smith.
And, like, dump-offs, right, and short passing game.
Yep.
And they have, I think they have, like, the second oldest defense in the league. A lot of those guys are on one-year contracts.
Yep.
So what will that look like next year? Like, they might have had a tighter window because of their age of some of their guys, and they haven't had did they have like 3 draft picks last year? Like, I wonder what kind of young talent they have developing in volume. Like, I think Chop Robinson looks good, and there's a couple other pieces, HN from last year, but I don't know. Like, Miami, they're going to have a new GM, I think, right? Like, there's rumors about that Chris Greer is on the hot seat, and they might move on from him after the year. And then that puts McDaniels future in doubt because is a new GM going to want his own coach, or are they going to let McDaniel choose the GM, or like what are they going to do there? I just think there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of questions to be asked in Miami that I wouldn't be very confident in what the answers are going to be. And they have a quarterback where I think you have to plan that he's going to miss 3 games every year.
Yeah, probably.
Like, that's just he once in a while last year. He'll every third year, every fourth year, he'll play a full season. And then the other 2, he's going to miss 4 games. Maybe there'll be a year where he misses 8 games. Like, I think you just have to plan on that team is going to miss their quarterback. So this year, like, okay, what they get derailed by? In part, they got derailed by their quarterback missing time. I think that's baked into the Dolphins' game plan right now.
So the Dolphins have not yet played the Jets. They play this week. It's kind of the funny stat where the Bills win the division having not yet played New England.
Right.
And they also won the division before the Dolphins could play the Jets. You wonder if the NFL would look at this and say, hey, maybe we shouldn't completely backload the schedule with division games. Because the East has this, and so does the North. The Steelers got to 10 games before they had a division opponent.
Right.
Right? Was the Bengals game this last week Pittsburgh's first division game, maybe second?
It was, no, I think their second.
The Browns, because they played the Browns on Thursday in the
third.
Snow.
They played Baltimore.
Okay.
But those three,
the last three games.
Their last three games, and they hadn't played one, I don't think, before that.
Right. The NFL has really, really backloaded the schedule with divisional games. And, I mean, not to say, like, New England has a gripe about it, but...
But the consequence of it is those games are all... They're supposed to be meaningful games that are now really not.
It's really tough, yeah.
Like, you haven't... How many meaningful games has the AFC's had this year? Three?
Sure. Bills-Jets, Bills-Dolphins, and that... Two. That's it.
Two.
Second Bills-Dolphins.
You've really had a whole division, and it's probably more to do with how bad those teams have been, but also in combination with that is right, that the schedule's backloaded. You've had two games in an entire division that really felt like it meant anything.
Yeah. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock. Howard picks the Bills in the regular season and playoffs coming up at 8:30. He asked me, do I have to do playoffs? And I said, yes. That's right. We got a playoff machine. You might as well do the playoffs. Bills, of course, are going to the playoffs. Maybe you scouted a little bit of Denver last night. They are the favorite to probably be the 7 seed with Indy, Miami, Baltimore's in that mix.
Denver's got the same record as Baltimore right now.
Right. Baltimore's in the mix to be the 7 as well. So we'll keep tracking that. And the Bills are talking 1 seed, as they should be. We'll talk about that with you. What really goes into it, what's to gain from it, because it is a little bit of a dance. What you're trying to gain, you want to make sure you don't burn yourself out getting that small, well, big advantage. And we'll track that over the next couple of weeks. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.